This is Jason, 1412.
1412, I got your request to talk. How can I help?
I don't mean to be a bother, but at Southeast Hawthorne and 37th Avenue, there's a gentleman that decided to go ahead and make his bed in the shelter, kind of push all the passengers out of there. And it's only 4:14 in the afternoon.
Okay, copy that. And that was Hawthorne and 37th, you said. Is that correct? And that would be eastbound, correct?
That is correct. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. Do you have any kind of a description of him at all?
He's got some bedding. Looks like he has a black jacket on. He's Caucasian. I couldn't really tell. He was laying down, so. But, yeah.
All right, copy. No worries. Thank you for the heads up. We'll get a supervisor over there to check it out, and I hope you have a great rest of your night.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. At 1615.
7258, Killingsworth, 72nd.
7258, I got your request to talk. How can I help?
Hey, I called the station agent because I wasn't sure exactly what was going on, but when I got here early, and when I looked, I happened to get to the back of the bus, and I noticed damage that I know was wrong. I did the pre-trip. So I can only assume it happened while I was driving, but I don't know where, possibly in the yard. It was a tight getting out of the track, so I'm assuming I did it, but there is definitely damage to the bus. Right side clearance type damage.
Okay, so where, I know it said on the right side, but where exactly on that right side is the damage, and what kind of damage is it? Dents, is it scratches?
It's on that curbside tailpiece in the very back that's like fiberglass or something. It's chewed up, and it looks like something scraped kind of behind it. So there's damage to the fiberglass end cap for sure.
Okay, copy that. Now, what track were you parked on, and what was kind of tight next to you where that squeeze was?
Pretty sure I was on track 17. There was an empty track to my left, but also a construction fence just on the other side of that. There was a bus. I don't remember the number of the bus, but there was one to adjacent on track 18 right next to me, and pulling out there was a giant concrete block thing preventing me from doing a curb sweep to get out far enough, so I'm just assuming I was trying to avoid the fence and the concrete thing so much that my very tail end must have tagged the bus next day. I didn't feel anything, so I don't know, but that's the only thing I can think of that could have happened. So, I guess if the bus that's on track 18 has damage, then it was definitely that.
Okay, copy. Then we'll get somebody out there for sure to check that out and make sure. Which spot were you on 17? Like, were you in the front of the track? Were you in the back of the track? A couple of buses back? Do you know how far back you were?
Well, I was about four spaces back, but I had already done a pre-trip, so it wasn't there at that point. This must have happened when I was pulling out of track 17 to get out of the yard.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just trying to figure out where that bus would have been. Was that bus then parked, like, in the front of the track on 18, or was it parked back further?
Oh, no, it was way out. It was at the very, very end there, which is part of the challenge.
Okay, copy that. We'll get somebody to check that bus out. We'll have a supervisor meet up with you and, you know, check your bus out. And I will have you do a company report for this. You're really sure that you were in the yard, though, when this happened, correct?
It is the only thing I can think of, because I just deadheaded straight to 72nd, and I didn't have any issues at all. And it was definitely tricky getting out of that spot. I thought I did it right, but I guess not.
Okay, copy that. I just want to make sure, I hadn't looked at your paddle to know if you had any kind of a layover or anything, that something might have happened. So, okay, well, like I said, we'll get somebody over to meet up with you. You can go ahead and roll for now. Like I said, we'll have you do a company report for this, and just go ahead and...
Copy. Continuing in service. Thank you.